I can't even fuck the girl I've known for 6 years anymore. You think I can fuck the girl I haven't met yet? Probably not.
What the fuck is the internet?
The internet?
Fantastic.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Fantastic. Rated R.
Ghouls and goblins, I hope you gathered your treats and done did your tricks. Internet Phantoms Podcast, welcome back, baby girl. We just want to say we hope your Halloweens were great. We haven't celebrated Halloween yet. We're in the past right now. Ooh.
Well, that's better than what I was going to say, because Naomi wants me to dress up as a slave and roleplay as a slave and fucking pay for reparations.
Pay for what?
Reparations.
To preface this, listeners, his girlfriend's black. I feel like we should say that. This isn't a white couple saying dress up as a slave.
That's weird.
I mean, it's both weird, but one scenario was racist. The other one was just weird.
we were just sitting there laying in bed and she brought it up. And I just started dying laughing. It was the funniest shit I've heard in my entire existence. And I was like, you know what? I fuck with it. You should chain me up to like the bottom of the bed.
Well, that's just foreplay. That's not even dressing up for Halloween.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Like you're going to have weird chain up sex. All right.
No, we probably won't even have that. We'll probably... No. We probably won't even end up doing that.
You'll probably fall asleep off the Zans before you get your dick out.
No cap.
But
no,
that's a good cap. Night still, though. It really is.
It is.
Those wake up Xanax snuggles.
Oh my god.
They hit different.
Nah, the fight in the morning is the best.
What is the matter with you, bro? Are you good, dog?
No, I'm hurt.
Shout out the night after Xan fights. Those bring me back. Woo. Sorry for everything I put you through, Jess.
Oh, I want to talk about this too, about how I be getting looked at the fucking gas station by all the fucking homeless people.
Do you think, really quick, I'm sorry, do you think they look at you like one of those people? Like, I look at people a certain way, certain people at work.
Yeah.
Like, FaceTat was acting up, he said, a couple of weeks ago because his scratch ticket wasn't working or something.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely made the scene and still been going back. I just changed my mask now. I just gotta go in with a different mask.
That's a smart idea, though. You did change the mask. That's a smart idea.
Yo, so, bro, I'm like high as hell. Like, just woke up high as hell. Oh, yo, and then, like, yo, I came up with the biggest scam in the world, right?
He's doing crack, and you're just over there like, yo, what if he's thinking about me? What if he's looking for me?
No, because mind you, all I got from the gas station was like three cups, lids, and fucking coffee creamer, dog. Like, I didn't get like nothing important.
You couldn't carry it?
Nah, because I put like, I stole all the creamers. Like, I put them all the creamers in.
So
the
you are homeless.
Yeah. I paid a dollar for like three cups, three lids, and like a million fucking of those like side coffee creamers.
It's almost like that homeless guy shoulder checked you because he thought y'all were both on the same wavelength. You know what I mean? He's like, this guy spent all his money on scratch tickets and stealing the creamer too.
Oh, we're 2 weeks clean. No scratch off tickets. 2 weeks clean. Oh, dude. Matter of fact, that reminds me. This morning I seen one dude. In that bitch, no mask on. At like fucking 10:30 in the morning, maybe 11, buying fucking 9 tall boys at a White Claws. And then he's I'm like, bro, are you gonna drink all those today? And he just get on his bike and on with his jolly ass day. I was so concerned. That shit rang up to like $16 and he was stressing. He was like, I have just enough. All singles.
I never seen a junkie buy a bunch of the tall White Claws. A junkie earlier bought 3 cases of Ice House Edge, which is like 8% for like $1.06. It's not even 107. It's not even a full dollar. It's like 106. He bought 3 cases. That's 36 of them.
I would buy that.
I would definitely try it.
36 of those came to, I think, $42. Ayo, I think it was.
They got the bootleggers at your store?
What do you mean?
They're called bootleggers, and it's like a vodka drink, and it's like they got like different colors and shit.
Why just you started speaking strange? I tripping?
You might be.
Almost Canadian.
Thank you. I wasn't tripping. He did start like speaking weird.
East Coast cats kind of like have weird ways of saying certain things.
I don't know even what the fuck I just said. That's the scariest part. My bad.
We'll peep it back later. But no, what did you say again? I'm sorry, FaceTap.
Bro, I really don't know what the fuck I was talking about.
About the different flavors? Flavors? Flavors.
The flavors. Whatever the flavors of the bootleggers.
What do you mean the bootleggers?
I'm going to send you a picture.
Johnny Walker?
No, they're Johnny Bootleggers.
Who's a Johnny? What's a Johnny Bootlegger?
I'm putting it in the chat right now and on the group chat.
Johnny Bootlegger, dude, homeless men do make up their own characters. Who's Johnny Bootlegger?
This shit, essential.
Oh, that looks like knockoff MD-20.
Hey, it is knockoff MD-20.
I have never seen that in my life.
That's hard.
Y'all should go look for it and try it.
Garface Sour Raspberry? How do you even come up with that name? What does that even mean?
Yo, any of y'all go to any pumpkin patches or anything like that? I went like a couple days ago. It was pretty cool. But like we got to the pumpkins really late and all they had left was like the ones nobody wanted and they all had like fucking herpes on them and shit. And it was like,
I didn't think of that. We should have went to a pumpkin patch. I carved some pumpkins with with Jess. Let's talk about everything. FaceTat, you just dropped an album. Let's interview FaceTat. Interview segment. Interview corner. Yo, intern. Roll the intro. The FaceTat intro I told you to make. Yes. Play it now. So FaceTat,
yes,
you dropped a 6-song EP.
Five.
What a great interviewer I am. You dropped a 5-song EP.
Really, it's just songs today? That I compiled over the past. Yeah, it came out today. What's today's date?
I'm having trouble finding.
The 29th. Shit, it's just 5 songs that I compiled that I thought were the best that I made during this fucking quarantine and. I didn't really have like a plan for releasing it. I kind of just was like very impulsive. Like I wasn't even going to release them. I was just going to release 1 song, but then motherfuckers convinced me otherwise, put it out, got stuck in review for like 2 weeks, damn near 2 weeks, got nothing back. Everybody's fucking bugging me about it. I put no money into promotion, but it's doing pretty well.
What are some of the ups and downs you went through while writing the song since it's been such a long period of time that you've
matter of fact, I'm gonna air some other shit out. I recorded that Alone Last Fall song like in September when motherfuckers went to the hotel room and banished me from the hotel room, told me I couldn't hang out with them, and then I was like, well shit, can I come swim the next morning? And then they were like, yeah, sure, and then didn't invite me, and then they were all swimming, and so I made Alone Last Fall, and that was pretty cool. It's a pretty cool song, because I didn't want to be alone again, and then I'm not alone.
Well, that was before the fall, but I'll give you it.
Yeah.
What else we got going on? I forgot when we started recording. Who else has started Christmas shopping?
Not me.
No.
Oh, damn.
None of us.
I might have started Christmas shopping. I haven't bought anything yet, but I'm in that pre-phase, like when you're about to come. But like I'm just shopping around, like I'm figuring out what I'm buying, and then I'm gonna bust. It's like I've been sucking on a titty all week. Did I ever tell? I have a story. I just looked at this on my paper just because I feel like we haven't had a story like this a little while. Did I ever tell you guys about my first blowjob?
No, you didn't.
I bled during my first blowjob.
Wow.
I never said that. Internet Fanos podcast exclusive, vampire edition. It's still Halloween. Roll the intro. I I just need to grab a beer. Yeah, his story is dumb.
Yeah.
All right, Mike's Hard Lemonade Podcast. We are desperate for sponsors. This is the Desperate for Sponsors episode. All right, fuck anyone who hates on Mike's Hard Lemonade. This shit is gas. I don't care. Who doesn't like lemonade? Who says, oh, lemonade is gay? Lemonade is dope. So this is drunk lemonade? You're going to tell me this is gay? You're going to tell me right now this is sus?
When the Henny Milk walks to the lemonade stand and he says to the man running the stand, hey, got any Mark's Hard Lemonade?
Mark's Hard Lemonade. Mark's Hard Lemonade, sponsor us. So I'm going to paint the scene for you guys, okay?
Oh, paint it, buddy.
I just turned 18, senior year, right? Very early into senior year, October.
You ain't got head till fucking goddamn senior year.
Yeah, dude, I was fat. I was fat in high school. How many fat kids get laid in high school?
Me.
I'm a twig. I look like an Ethiopian crack baby.
Exactly. And then Harry Tick is just badass. I was just a weird nerd. So, it's senior year. Whatever. At least I'm just happy I lost my virginity before I graduated. That's all I care about.
I'm proud of you.
Shout out Henny Milk. Yeah, get it. Now, this is the girl to paint even more of a scene. I mentioned her on an old episode. I think it was the first or second halfway to Halloween Spooktacular, whatever. The girl who lied about, like, everything, and she, like, told me she would, like, get fed in a cage, like, with a dog bowl. Whatever.
What?
Whatever. She was nuts. She, it's, I think, Labor Day, Memorial Day, or one of the days where you light off fireworks. It was a firework day. It was just me and her and I. My family's out, trick-or-treating, watching the fireworks, and pulls out a big bottle of Svedka. And I'm like, you're 16. I don't know how you got this. And I'm like, whatever. I was a late bloomer a little bit. So I had a couple swigs and I'm like, whoa. So she's blowing me now. Like, quick. That was quick. It was a big jump cut.
Caught you real off guard.
And she's just going. And it's been like 20 minutes now.
She's swiveling the top.
Trooper. Shout out her. But she didn't know how to suck dick, for lack of a better term. And so it's my first blowjob, and I'm like, is this supposed to feel like this? Like, now it doesn't even feel good. It's been like 20 minutes. It just doesn't feel good now. And I'm just like, this sucks. I'm like, blowjob is like? This is whack.
Yo, my first was so, like that too.
Wait, So the next day, so I finally just told her, I was like, forget it. Like, I'm good. Like, thank you. Like, stop. Next day, I crash in my boy's crib. I take a shit. I look at my cock. I'm like,
did she bite it?
Yo, there was skin missing. She straight broke the skin and just fucking like tore a piece of my flesh off my cock. And I go out the bathroom, and I go to my boy. I'm like, yo, my cock is like blood. There's blood. She fucking tore my dick apart. Then we dated for a year. And then she cheated on me. What do we got next on the docket now that I'm done talking about my cock?
I almost pulled a Kevin Dillon.
You almost hit your wife?
I almost pulled a Kevin Dillon and almost was like, okay, so there's a missing husky in the neighborhood.
Did you hunt the husky?
Nah, but, like, they were offering a $500 reward, and these people were in, like, wheelchairs and shit.
You just fucking robbed the wheelchairs and sold them for, like, $250 each. $250. That's $500.
Nah, I was like, yo, I deadass was trying to go on, like, an adventure to try to find this fucking dog, get $500. But now I'm on this whole little scheme that I think I'm going to start stealing dogs and waiting for the reward like Kevin Dillon was doing.
That was literally in a cartoon.
Is that what you want to be on this podcast? The scratch ticket kid who steals dogs
and sells them back. Oh, you're horrible. What the fuck? No.
Internet Phantoms podcast exclusive. Face tat spiraling.
Spiraling out of control.
Why did you say it like that? You've been changing your accent all episode.
He was stoked about it. He was stoked about spiraling. He was like, fuck yeah, let's go.
Dog, I'm so tired. Y'all don't understand.
So, do you guys want to do one more segment and then do our little outros? We'll do like a fun kids adventure, like
Sidious Science.
Johnny, Heretic. Like Yo Gabba Gabba.
I've never seen Yo Gabba Gabba in my life, but I'll say my name like that.
I used to take mad fake weed and watch Yo Gabba Gabba.
You what the fuck was that shit called?
D-Tech.
You guys are fucking crazy for that.
D-Tech. Shit. Episode 34, Internet Phantoms Podcast exclusive, Down to Earth Climax. Going Nowhere album. Coming out, tape, whatever.
Very excited. Is Heretic on that?
No.
No one's on it. What else comes out?
Me and Kuma's tape, Run It Back, also very fire, comes out on Halloween.
Internet Phantoms Podcast, by the time you're listening, all of our tapes will be out. Heretic with Kuma, Face Tat, I'm Face Tat, EP, fucking best name ever.
His is already out.
Friend of the podcast, Going Nowhere, his tape will be out now. It's SoundCloud.
This is the Internet Phantoms Podcast, and on this episode, oh wait, hold on, let me redo that.
It's staying in.
Thank you. Wait, no. Thank you for listening to the Internet Phantoms Podcast. I hope everybody has a safe and nice Halloween, and don't forget to check your candy.
It already has been Halloween.
Yeah, but I hope everybody had a safe Halloween and didn't eat any razor blades that were inside of the chocolates. I hope everybody was safe, went trick-or-treating, and I hope motherfuckers went to a party and won a costume contest.
That's it.
Fuck SeaWorld.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck SeaWorld and fuck Thanksgiving.
I love Thanksgiving, but fuck SeaWorld.
Just make sure to vote, Internet Phantoms.
Yeah, vote.
Yeah, vote. Election Day. Election Day is November 3rd.
We hope everyone voted.
I hope you all
voted. We hope you all voted, and we hope you all voted for the right side. No, wait, no, not like, that's not what I meant.
The correct side.
Don't vote for Kanye.
Yeah.
Internet Phantoms Podcast, all platforms. We hope you guys voted. Deadline was yesterday. That's it. You're done. No more voting. We have a new president by the time next week's episode comes out. Yeah, I'm doing just fine. Don't you look my way, bitch. I'm doing just fine. Don't you look my way.
Copy this dick and die, dumbass!